Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to Hidden Mysteries. I'm Mimi, and welcome to a new year ahead of us, 2015. This is January 7th, 2015, and we're coming to you from New York. And I'm here with my co-host, Reverend Maria, as usual. How you doing, Maria?
Great. It's a wonderful year. New year. Yay.
Yay. In case anybody is new to the show, I just wanted to let everyone know that Reverend Maria is an internationally known psychic from Budapest, Hungary, and a European shaman. And she's a published author and spiritual life coach and metaphysical practitioner and public speaker. And you can check out Maria's website at mariaanddeandrea.com. Or use the links below our show's description here on Blog Talk to go to Maria's website. And you could also find a link also to her books that she's authored. You can also see some of the other shows that we've done for Blog Talk on mquestmedia.com. And I also have a channel that I just started on YouTube for Hidden Mysteries as well. So everything is pretty much coming from YouTube, going to our site. And there also on MQuest Media, you could also not only see MQuest TV segments, but you can also view some articles that we have on SoulQuest newsletter. And you could also leave comments or questions on the blog if anybody would like to on any of the articles. You can also, if you would like to speak to us, or if you have a question regarding our topic for this evening, you can call us at 929-477-1080. And since we just crossed over the border to 2015, I thought it would be appropriate to take a look at what 2015 might have in store for us, all of us, especially since we are still in the midst of the planetary shift since its peak in 2012. So, Maria, where did we leave off in 2014 in terms of the shift, in terms of the changes that are on its way?
Well, actually, in 2014, it was a period, and by the way, it is still continuing, but it was more of a period of purging, of cleansing, of getting rid of negative, and taking care of really whatever you needed to take care of. So the energy basically started around 2011, 2012, and so because of the shifting, there was a lot of unsettling energy. Basically, it was really on a broad scale, which is still in effect, and it's going to be in effect for a while. There were relationships starting to break down, romantic, business, you know, all different types, and really at times coming to a halt.
Yeah, I noticed that myself. I saw, you know, new beginnings and things and relationships coming to an end last year. So I noticed that. And a lot of people were pretty much saying the same thing, you know. So where does that leave us for 2015, you know, now that we're in a whole new year now?
Which is great. You know, so anyway, well, actually what you're going to notice is that people have the opportunity now to adjust to the changes of the shift. So knowing ahead of time, you know, we can consciously improve using our free will, because no matter what anything says is coming up, if we choose to improve it, we can. If we choose to avoid it and change it, we can. And if it's great, we should leave it alone. So, right? So many people may be reinventing their self-image or the image
right.
that they put out for the public. And actually, in 2015, it will represent the opportunity for people to start new. So everything that you can start anew, this is the time, because the energy is going to kick in very strongly. And it's like having an extra battery charger. So anything started
right.
in 2015 will take about a year and a half to, about 2 years to see that it takes root. And if started on the spiritual side, you know, because, you know, we do have those spiritual outlooks, it will grow, and whatever you have the courage to start, they also have to be steady and persistent, by the way, and keep the, people need to keep their eye on the goal and not worry about the, you know, themselves or the world, and, you know, just get really, really focused, and everything's just going to start moving. So it's a really, really
okay.
good time.
So the word for 2015 is steadfast. That
exactly.
everyone should remain
the way to put it
on their, yeah, and then just like you see your goal, go towards it, you know, and just keep yourself focused on it.
Oh, yeah. Because basically people really, really have the potential, actually, to be in a position to change their way of thinking. So as an example, if you always lived with spiritual or positive principles and integrity, and you're going to be able to see that there's a shift sliding in your direction. So you can actually see it. And it will be demonstrated locally, globally. You know, what people talk about, okay, they're actually going to see what's real and what isn't real. So some people, when they're talking about something, you know, there's part of you go, that doesn't feel right. We've all had that feeling, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All of a sudden, you're going to go, oh, it resonates. So now we're going to actually see that. And basically, people that I like to, and I shouldn't say it like this, but for lack of a better word, people that I like to think of as, you know, pretenders, what happens now is that they can't hide. So others are going to see these people for who they really are. So now, as an example, we have people that are so-called masters or business experts, and we're going to see these masters not being so helpful. Maybe they started out in the beginning like that, but not now. So people will see the real and want to be part of it. So the real will be coming to the forefront. So people are going to be able to differentiate all of a sudden. It's a good time.
Interesting. It's like everything that was camouflaged or hiding is going to be revealed to everybody.
Exactly. So everybody needs to pay attention, you know, and you're going to actually see it, you know, especially throughout the year. So I would suggest that you look at the people you're dealing with, and hopefully they're all positive, but it helps you gauge better.
Right.
You know?
Now this interest in the planetary shift came about because of the Mayan calendar and the almost mass belief that the world was coming to an end. Now, what can you tell us about that situation?
Well, actually, it's really funny. I have to tell you a story about this. Right before 2012, my mother and I actually took a trip to the Yucatan, and I was talking to the Mayan shaman, because you know how it is when you're talking to somebody in your own field, whatever your field is, you speak a little bit differently. And being that I'm a shaman, you know, I'm talking to the shaman, and it was really hysterical because he said to me, he says, basically what they do is they just laugh at the white people. I said to him, I said, well, why? So he said, well, that's like them looking at our calendar every year and saying, oh, my God, at the end of the year, the whole world is coming to an end. He said all of the Mayan calendar ending means that his people were very annoyed because now their generation had to write the new calendar.
Well, they should have, like,
it was really funny.
Know,
and then he kind of looked at me and remembered I was white and went, oh, it doesn't include you.
Well,
you know, shaman to shaman, you speak differently, but they thought it was just hysterical. Right. They weren't straightening it out with people. They just kind of laughed to themselves. So they've been working working very hard on the new calendar for a long time. Yeah.
That's funny. You know, I wanted to, you know, sort of mention like a few items that I've read in regards to this purification process that is going throughout the world, because that's what's currently happening. And this transition, from what I read, it began like in the 1960s and has been gradually escalating in intensity ever since. And when what we used to hold so dear and without question is no longer working for us. So there's a greater understanding that each individual is responsible for each other's, you know, or is responsible for every other individual. One of the concepts that was contained in the Casey readings, at Casey, is that a conscious realization of our connection to concepts contained in realization of our connection to one another is part of the promise of the next age in which we are embarking on right now. So we're basically at the level where we're about to ascend to another level of deeper understanding of our reason for being here and who we are. So the spiritual consciousness is obviously going to be reaching a greater height of development during this period, and eventually each individual will be able to communicate directly with the divine instead of having, you know, go-betweens like we have now. You know, we use mediums, we use psychics, but we're going to have a greater heightened awareness to be able to link or connect up to our spiritual the spiritual aspects of ourselves. Pretty much the way it was during the early days of Atlantis, you know. When
right, much more direct.
Yeah, because they were basically the projections of the souls that came directly from that level down to here, you know, and they were that connected. They were the purest forms of beings on this earth, on this plane, that was connected to the divine, you know, divine force. So I don't know when it's going to happen, where we're going to be of that. It's going to be certainly a different type of thinking process. The world is going to be so changed because of it from where we are now that, you know, it's going to be, you know, considerably different. If you do notice that, you know, so many people are latching onto spiritual concepts now and have a better understanding of it than before. You know, now people just, you know, think of it like, very casually. So you'll see right now that there's like a period of a breaking down, you know, before the restoration, because we need to create, you know, a sounder foundation. There's a feeling of dis-ease, like you want to get out of here. I often feel that way myself. It's like all
me too.
Strange.
Every now and then I find a lot of my clients, they're packing, they're moving. It doesn't matter where they are.
Yeah.
They just need that relocation feeling. Did you find that?
Yes. And in fact, that's something I'm doing this year, is like I'm going to be, you know, moving to another residence myself. So it's the feeling that whatever you've had in the past, you've got to get away from because it no longer serves you, and now you want to get to a different level. That's what
you've outgrown
everybody.
It.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and I like I said, I personally have been feeling that myself, and I, you know, to go out there to what. And you want to go out there to what makes you feel happiest. And because you feel like, you know, it's a new world, you have a new destiny. That's the feeling that I get, you know, from the past couple of years.
That's a very good way to put
like
that. I like that.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
So the shift is affecting, not only it's affecting the planet, but it's also affecting us because we're an integral part of the whole thing, you know?
Oh,
so
sure.
Our spiritual consciousness, yeah. So, you know, it's like our spiritual consciousness is becoming heightened because of the fact that the universe is sending us a higher vibrational frequency to help us to reach that level along with the planet, you know, because whatever they do to the planet, they're going to do to us too, because we're on the planet. So, you know.
Not that we're connected or anything.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this energy is energizing every part of our body, from the cells, the molecules. It's the higher vibration is helping us to reach higher levels of consciousness. I've noticed, like in the past year alone, that I notice a stronger connection to spirit than I ever did before, and a more decisiveness about it, and the fact that I feel more connected to intuitive feelings. You know, there's something that's telling you to do something. And I feel, okay, got to do it, you know, like I feel prone to doing it, you know, compelled.
Right.
So, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have been feeling that. They probably can't put words to it, but I'm sure that's something that they're seeing as well.
Because a lot of people get that intuitive urge, like you said, and I find is the difference is that all of a sudden they're noticing it more and they're moving on it more. Don't you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I have to take it from my, you know, my personal perspective. That's how I've been feeling. And I have noticed that of other people, like they're forging ahead with things that they normally would not have done before. Like the things that you felt might have been an obstruction, all of a sudden you're just like walking over the obstruction. You know, you're going past it as opposed to letting it stop you, you know. And, you know, many people are experiencing some very positive changes along with the challenges. Like I said, like the increased intuitive abilities, feeling more open-hearted and compassionate, you know, experiencing a greater degree of divine support and guidance. I feel that a lot, especially in my dream state. I feel like I'm getting more or becoming aware. I mean, I'm sure it was always there, but becoming aware of this spiritual support, you know, because that's where they do help us and guide us, is when we're in our dream state, especially, you know.
People are starting to pay attention. You know, like when I do readings and teach classes, I notice with my students, they're paying more attention to their dreams and their intuition than they have in the past.
Yes, yes. And then you're noticing things like synchronicities, you know, things that you always thought was like coincidences in the past, but now you're starting to see connections to things. You know, things seem clearer. You know, you're embarking
more
on
aware.
Projects. Yeah, and you're embarking on projects that you never would have even dreamt of doing in past years, you know? and I don't feel like it's any accident that whoever's on this planet right now is here at this time, because we basically, as spirits, volunteered to be here before we came into flesh in order to participate in this great spiritual awakening. So I feel we're here because we have to be here, and we're all lending to the support of that vibrational height, or that you know, that grander scale that we're destined to be. You know, we're moving up. That's what I've gotten. Now you mentioned. Oh, okay. You also had mentioned that there was some kind of a ritual that a person can do to invite new things into their life for the new year as well. What kind of a ritual can somebody do?
Well, actually, there are just so many. However, because, you know, we always only use the positive side, you and I, and hopefully everybody else. But there's a really easy one that actually works, and it's a white candle ritual. So what you would actually have to do is you would write on parchment or white paper with black ink, and it's always white paper, black ink, because white is keeping it upstairs and positive, and black ink is keeping it for power. You know, not negative, just power. So you want to focus on the positive. So using white paper, black ink, okay, and what you do is you write down whatever you wish to manifest into your life. And then you're placing it under the white candle. Now, the white candle can be any size. It can be a birthday candle. It can be a seven-day candle, you know, which is bigger. It doesn't matter. So what you're doing is you place it under the candle, and as you light the candle, you concentrate on your intent. And what people don't realize is when you're focusing your intent, you have to have emotional feelings with it. Because if you don't kick in the emotions with it, it's like the universe going, oh, you don't care? That's fine. We're going to take our time. So you have to have some kind of feeling with that. You know, expectancy, excitement, you know, waiting. But you have to have some kind of a feeling to go with the intent. And then you let the candle go out by itself. And when you're all done, you take the candle and the paper and you throw it away outside your home. And the reason you throw it away outside is if you throw it away inside your home, you're canceling it out. Because you want to put it back outside to nature so that, you know, it can manifest. Now, that doesn't mean you can't actually put it in a garbage can, but it has to be outside your home. Yeah, and like I said, just really focus on exactly what you want.
So the paper
that's like
itself,
an easy
I know
one.
You said this. So you throw the candle and the paper of your intentions out. Then there's nothing more you need to do with that piece of paper.
No,
I mean,
absolutely
you don't
not.
Do anything else. Just
no,
throw
because
it out.
Usually okay. What happens in that situation, because in different situations, you know, we throw it to the wind, we burn it. There's a lot of different rituals. But what happens with this is depending on if the candle is in a glass. And again, if it's in a glass, you can still put the paper under the glass. But a lot of times you're putting it directly under the candle, so when it melts all over it, you're not going to be able to burn it.
So
all you have to do is throw it out.
That's interesting. Okay. That sounds like a very good little ritual. I mean, you know what it is? It's like it does focus your intentions, which is a great thing, you know, which we need to
do. It's an easy one, and it's very positive. You know, and we only put our intent on positive things, and I know everybody knows that. I really believe whatever you put out comes back, so you want to put out some really good things.
I think
some of us are the only people going, oh, where's my karma, instead of going, oh, God.
Now, I know you have a recent book. book out that has to do with prayers to bring in the angels, and you want to talk a little about that? And I think you have like a little interesting story about that as well.
Well, this was really funny. First of all, I co-authored a book. It's called Angel Spells, and it's on Amazon, Kindle, Nook. So you can just go on Amazon, but it's called Angel Spells, and I co-authored it, and it has Sean Castile. It has William Alexander Oribello, and it has a little part in there with Bishop Alan Greenfield. So the book basically has symbols and different ways to use talisman that's in there. The talisman are in there. And so you can copy it out of the book. And it's to bring in the angels to help you to work specifically on, you know, whatever you're working on. By the way, the angels each have a job. You're just like people. Some people are carpenters. Some people are businessmen. Then there's us. You know, we do healing and psychic and everything else. So basically, each angel is specific to something, to a particular mode. Okay. So the way I actually got the information was through channeling and automatic writing. Okay, so it's not like I sat there and I made it up. I actually got it through channeling and automatic writing, which sometimes takes a while. So this is the funny story, okay? In the chapters, you know, I have the name of the angels, I have what they do, and I actually have, like I said, the pictures of the talisman. And by the way, I want to mention, too, that I want to mention, though, that when you read this, you know, when you read the book and you're doing the spells, they really work. So you just really want to focus on them, okay, so that, you know, if you're not centered, if you're not focused, it's really not going to work. Your intent actually has to be there. And as much as we all kid around, you have to be really serious at the time when you're focusing. In fact, Timothy Green Beckley put a special introduction in, which was really nice of him, right? So it has all about the angels, and it actually has invocations. So this is the funny part. The gentleman that contributed to the book, Bishop Alan Greenfield, he was on the air, and he was being interviewed. You know, he was on the air on the Ground Zero show by Clyde Lewis. And he did an invocation to Metatron, which was, you know, one of my spells or invocations that I channeled, right? So he does this invocation to Metatron. And Metatron is connected to liberation of yourself, of situations. But Metatron is also connected to the whirlwind, among other things, right? So the next day, this is what happened. The next day, the roof of the radio station blew off.
Oh, my God.
Nobody got hurt, but he called the Metatron connected to the whirlwind, and it's actually on my website because they have it in the papers, you know, about the radio station having the roof blow off. I always think, you know, the angel had a good laugh. Probably nobody called him in for a while.
So he had all that power just, like, stored up.
He kind
you
of
know,
went,
oh,
and he finally called me in.
Now, I want everyone to know that, you know, this isn't the Metatron that you see on Supernatural. You know, they put in their own personalities. And so, you know, this is a good Metatron. This is not the crazy one that they have on Supernatural. So I just want to assume that the ones that you see on TV are the real ones. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because they're very, very heavy. It's an archangel. And, you know, you have to be serious, and you really have to mean it when you call in an archangel for an intent. We're not really playing with it. You know, if we want something to happen, like one of the things Metatron does is liberation of yourself or situation in a positive way, you know. So if you want to connect to the angels, you really have to be serious at the time you're invoking because you don't want your roof to come off. I just thought that was so funny. Next day.
Boy, that was a lot of, tell you.
Right?
Actually,
on my website, you will actually see the article.
Yeah, if anybody wants to read that article, it's at mariadeandrea.com. That's Maria's website. You know, it's almost like you have to say that you have to be careful what you're asking for because
you don't
know how you're going to receive it. So that's all right. So any other things that you want to mention about your angel book or the book that
oh,
you
one thing is
co-authored?
I did want, if anybody wants to call me, my phone number is 631-559-1248. That's my direct number. And with angel spells and a lot of my other books, if you put my name in Google, actually I'm kind of everywhere, but if you look on Amazon,
right.
Kindle, Nook, I have a lot of books out, but they're all spiritual and metaphysical. And it's
right.
really funny because my publisher, Tim Beckley, you know, he always laughs at me because I have absolutely nothing negative in the books. So he kept saying, how does that work? Because most people have both, you know, positive and negative.
Yeah.
So I always laughed because mm-hmm. I said, well, that's why the books move, because there's nothing negative in it. We have to work from the spiritual side.
Well, it's also that's what you want to put out into the world. I mean, why would you, you know, that's your personality, that's your mission, and that's what you wish to give to people, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there are others that will give the negative. You know, we don't really need any more negative. Thank you.
Right. We have enough on the planet. You know, and it's funny because, you know, I've been doing this all my life, but professionally since, like, I'm 16, you know, and I never do negative. I truly believe in what you put out comes back, just like you do.
Well, you know, explain a little about karma and how, you know, the cause and effect and how we put, you know, what we put out comes
right.
back to us.
First
Explain
of all, you know, with karma, every religion, every belief system has karma. It doesn't mean that they use that word, okay? But what they
right.
do, but in all the religions, all the beliefs have that whatever you're doing, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever you do eventually comes back. So it might come back to you in this lifetime. You know, we believe in reincarnation. So it might come back to you in your next lifetime. And it's really funny mm-hmm. because sometimes you can actually see it come back. So as an example, on the positive side, I was talking to this elderly lady, and she was telling me how she always tries to do the right thing. Like, she always tries to help people, and she's not looking for anything back, which, by the way, is part of it. If you're doing something good because you're expecting something back, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's because you're doing
right,
something
right.
from the heart. And she was telling me her car broke down. She was having a lot of problems, and it was very expensive. And she said her neighbor, who she was helping, you know, with little things here and there for a long time, her neighbor decided that she was going to buy herself a new car and just gave her hers.
Ah.
Now, if that's not karma, you know, so whatever you're
yeah.
putting in, and she was doing, you know, little helpful things for the neighbor from her heart. She wasn't expecting anything
right.
back. And honestly, who would expect the person to give her a car?
Yeah, really. I mean, that doesn't exactly like come up in your mind anytime
right.
soon, especially nowadays.
Oh, right. But as long as you're doing it from your heart, and that's because you're going, oh, I did this good thing, when is it coming back? Because then it actually doesn't. Yeah. You know, that it always works. You know, good, bad, and indifferent. So, you know, if anybody's doing anything that's negative, this is the time to change that.
Right,
and again,
right.
it's a time of purging. So you'll find that a lot of people all of a sudden kind of wake up to their spiritual beliefs. Not necessarily that
right.
they match everybody else's belief, but, you know, their own spiritual outlook. They kind of wake up and go, oh, maybe I should change a little bit. So it's a
yeah,
good time.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, so we're coming down to the wire. So, you have any closing statements that you would like to give?
I just want to say, actually, the show seems to go so fast all the time. So don't forget to join us again as we bring exciting topics to you. And until the next time and always, may God bless you abundantly.
Right. And thank you all for joining us this evening on Hidden Mysteries. And I hope you all have a really great new year, a prosperous new year. And mark us as your favorite so that you can continue to receive notifications of upcoming shows. And visit us on facebook.com/mquestmedia. And you can either send comments or suggestions for upcoming shows there. And let us know what questions you may have on today's topic that maybe we just didn't cover. Or maybe some stories of your own that you might have experienced. You can get in touch with Maria at mariadeandrea.com or call her at 631-559-1248. And have a nice night, and thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Hidden Mysteries.